Welcome to the Music Talk podcast with me, Graham Farmer. In this series of conversations, I interview some of the biggest artists, DJs, and producers in the world. I hope you enjoy this series. Let's get into it.
All I could picture was like riding a bike with square wheels, you know, so you were like kind of going like that. Yeah. Because it was one of them where I could just picture it just riding, just being like, dun, dun, dun.
Why?
Like, do you remember Mr. Soft? Mr. Soft, that. Do you remember that advert? Yeah. Wonky. It's a bit wonky, that's why. It's wonky.
Right.
There we go.
I was like, where is he going with this?
Yeah, but you'd visually see it and be like, look at that guy riding a square wheeled bike. Or girl.
Right, today we're going to get Gorpim. Let's get him in and judge these entries. We've got flipping loads to get through. We've whittled them down a little bit and picked a load of our favourites. So let's get him in here and let's get cracking, because we've got flipping loads to listen to. Yo, mate. How are you? How was your weekend? I saw you at a festival.
No, I was prepping for a festival, actually. I'm at two festivals the next 2 weeks. So I was giving the tent and airing out and, you know, all that stuff. So.
Ah, nice. Yeah, we got all our camping stuff down because we're going to be... You're at Nostock with us as well. Yeah. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, man. I'm looking forward to it.
What day are you going to Nostock?
I think I'm going to be Friday.
Okay. Are you doing the whole weekend or are you coming in and out?
Friday, Saturday night, and then come back Sunday. So
okay, right. We've got loads of competition entries. You've had a listen through to them. What did you think of the standard?
Yeah, I thought they were really good. I was shocked because, yeah, you know, you expect like, well, you know, we've got a lot in there. So
yeah.
So yeah, no, they were really good because I'm, as you know, I do a lot of mixing and mastering. So there's that taken into consideration as well. So it's like it's not just the vibe and the identity of the track and the feel. It's actually that side. But I was expecting some to just be like, you know, because of that. But no, really good. Yeah, I'm impressed. And, you know, I appreciate everyone taking the time to do it because it's just one of those things where I know you put a lot of money into plugins and learning and everything else and time, you know. You probably, like, pushed your family aside and everything just to do with these three mix. So I kind of appreciate, you know, I know time's valuable, so. Much love to everyone that's done them.
That's cool. Okay, we better get cracking. We're gonna play. Yeah, enjoy listening to the same track 50 times. Yeah, that's gonna be fun. Well, hopefully there'll be different interpretations. I've flicked through them and I know there is definitely. So let's get cracking because there's fucking loads. We've got about how many have we got? 14 or 15 that we picked down from the. Was it about 40 or 50 that were in the original pile? So.
Yeah.
We've reduced it down, so let's get started. This is Scott Gascoigne's remix. Go. I think that deserves a rave horn, Loz. I like it. That's a great start. Well done, Scott Gascoigne. What do you think, Ollie?
Yeah, that's wicked, man. I like the extra vocals that he's put in and some of the detailed sort of sounds in there. I felt like it had lots of energy, which was good, you know, because especially like, you know, music has to sort of like get people off their asses sometimes, like an old school disco. Get up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I think that kind of like, you know, that kind of does it. So that, you know, that, yeah, I liked it, man. It was good. Good vibe. and lads from Barnsley. Whee!
Are they? Okay. No. Okay, yeah. Cool.
I think he is.
He's a singular. He is, yes. It's got Gascoigne. Yes, he is. In the chat, what did you think? Let me know. What did you think? Give it some emotes out of five. Let's see. Definitely had good energy, Siskinet Keys. Yeah, agreed. Yeah, I fully liked it. It definitely passed the kick test, didn't it? Let's have one of them.
Okay, passed the kick test. I quite like the kick.
It did pass the kick test. Thank you. Yeah, I enjoyed it. Loz is giving it 4. CB Radio is giving it 4. 4 Garys out of 5. That's good. I think it's good 4 Garys out of 5. I'd play that if I think I had the right time. I agree. I think I would. Amazing. Right, next up. So, how are we going to judge this? Are we picking a winner as a group? Are you picking a winner? What have we picked a winner? I haven't picked a winner. I feel like that could be in the pile. It was quite solid.
Yeah, man. I think I'm indecisive. So it's like, I think I needed to listen quite a few times as well. And obviously on the spot, we can, I can make some like more. Otherwise, I'd have put them all through. Because, to them, it's just, to us, it's another submission. But to them, it's like everything. And I'm like.
Okay, we definitely need to find our winner, though. Right, so let's carry on. This is Marty Mate. This is Marty Mate. Okay, Marty Mate, I'm ready. Lovely,
yeah, man. I like that. I felt like I needed a pina colada in my hand, and
you know it.
Yeah, it just had some tropical uplifting vibes, didn't it?
So. It felt really summery. I liked the definitely great groove, wasn't there? Like drums were on point.
Yeah, definitely. I really like the pitch snare as well, just before the drop. I was like, yeah. It reminds me of when I used to do that sort of stuff. I haven't done it for time actually, but it's like bring back the pitch snares in.
I like the summery feel to it for sure. I liked the kind of I thought there could be a bit of variation in that pattern at the end there, because it was getting a bit like the same kind of had the same all the way through, and if it had a bit of variation, that would have just made it a little bit different in that second after that second drop.
I feel like as well, it's important that we have to think about the winner to align with the back catalogue of Prime Society as well. So I think because it's although the whole point of this is make it your sound, make it sound like you and nothing else. You know, that was the whole point. But at the same time, it's kind of still got to fit within the lines, because you just wouldn't want something in there that's going to throw the whole catalogue out. So. I'd play it. I'd definitely play it. You know, right time, right place. But I just don't think it fits that sort of, like, if you guys haven't listened to the catalogue, have a listen. You know, you'll probably feel it's a bit all over the place. But you can tell most of it's peak time stuff. So.
Yeah, I liked that track. Be interesting if that's not right for the label. Then it could be interesting to see what labels it would be right for if you take the vocal off and just kind of fit.
Yeah,
made a little bit, because it was nice for sure.
Oh, I think as well, we discussed earlier, Graham, about the people that don't get through, don't get the main release, to maybe, just give it out on their channels and things like that, as a free download or something. I'm quite happy to do that, although I own the rights to it. I don't mind. So.
Oh, and also coming up in July, there's National Giveaway Day. So there's a great day for free downloads coming up in July. But keep an eye out I'm on my Instagram later, because there's loads of content for July coming up. Anyway, right, carry on. Right, this is the Flash Hood remix. Flash Hood. I like that name. Anyway, let's see what he's done. Or they, it's, yeah, it's a him. I can see his picture. Let's play this. Okay, there we go. That was interesting. What do you think in the chat, gang? A bit functional but forgettable, says Ethanor. Hey, dude, how you doing? Rob Hayes, how you doing? Welcome in. You like what Grubman said, fans, is you like doing with the vocal on this one? Yeah, it was interesting, wasn't it? I kind of like the drums. What do you think, Ollie?
Yeah, I think it was definitely like original, wasn't it? It had its own sort of lane. I liked, but yeah, I feel like I'm a bit, my attention span's not very, very good. So if music goes on a little bit and it doesn't have something really like chaotic in it, sometimes I'm a bit like, oh, I just need that extra thing. So I felt like it lacked a little bit in that area. You know,
it was definitely missing a hook, wasn't it? It was definitely kind of missing. Yeah. It sounded like. Here, we need to give him the hook so he can go and find a hook for it. But I thought, like, yeah, I agree. Yeah. It plodded along nicely, but.
Mm. Yeah, but I guess we've got to be brutal because there's quite a lot. So we'll have to probably say no to this one.
Yeah, I think he could have released the tiger a little bit more with it, for sure. Okay, next one. This is Subvision's Hard House remix. Okay.
Yeah.
Are we ready for this?
Get your whistles and glow sticks.
Everyone strap on their big boy pants because we're going to go hard house. There we go. That was fun, wasn't it? Oh, what a fun, yeah. What a fun little version.
Yeah, it was funny. I was just thinking, what analogy can I use? It's like you're eating a lasagna, right? And then halfway through, you find like a fishbone in the middle of it. There we go. That's the breakdown, the fishbone breakdown. It's like, why is there a fishbone in a beef lasagna?
I don't know why.
that's all I could think of. And that's what first came to mind. So. But no, it was good. It was like it's a bit like going to a pick and mix, right? And there's pick and mix in all different, like, and they're all mixed up. That's what I felt like, oh, soft bananas. Why is there a pair of teeth in there? What I mean,
I don't know what.
So I know. Do you know what? I know the Subvision guys, so I can say what I want. I'll get a dead arm next time I see him. I think
dead Chinese bird. Oh my god. Yeah. Someone said the breakdown went on a bit on. I thought that as well. I'm a big White Mouse fan as well. I like a big White Mouse. I like the vocoder thing as well. Yeah, cool. I guess.
Yeah.
It was definitely on point though, wasn't it? With a sound point, from a sound point of view, where yeah. You know, where sound is going at the moment.
Like, if you played it to, like, I'm being ageist now, but anyone 15 to 17, they'd love it.
Yes. Yeah. Or even 21 to 25.
Yeah.
I thought musically, musicality-wise, it was on point. But
yeah,
I thought the breakdown was a bit long.
Yeah, it won't get released on label. So next.
Okay, let's go. But yeah, cool. Right, this is Damo Cox remix. That was cool.
Everyone's on the pick and mix vibes in the chat now.
I see. Yeah, I saw.
Yeah. I started something. Right. Yeah. So on the track. Yeah. It's wicked, man. I feel like it's again. It's really nice to hear sort of originality. That's the cool thing about all this. And it's like there's no like, oh, it's got to sound like this or it's got to. I like how people have just gone through the flow state and been creative and just doing their own interpretations of it. So it's Yeah, I like that one, but I don't think it'll cut the mustard just because it's too far off track of the level sound. But it's good, okay. well produced, and I noticed Damo Cox. I've seen your name around a while. I think we've chatted online somewhere, and he's in Australia, so he probably knew the answer before we did. Bad joke.
Right.
Not before, yep. An hour.
Okay. Good. Yeah. Good. Yeah, I liked it. It was cool. I thought, yeah, I like the groove to it. A good, great kick, great little noises. Yeah, DJ Feels remix. Ready for this one? We're getting through these. Someone saying, what was that saying? Someone was saying like a Kerry Chandler version. I agree, it was very cool. What do you think of that one?
Yeah, man, it was good housey vibes on that one, wasn't it? It's like,
yes,
yeah, it was. It almost didn't sound like a remix. It sounded like an original. Do you know what I mean? Because it all kind of fit together really well. But yeah, I think it's not quite there for the label, because if you listen to like the tracks that I've released or other people have released on my label, they are quite like ones like London It Is, or they've got a bit of an edge to them. Whereas I think that's too nice. You know, that's too, which can it be too nice? Yeah, I guess it can be too nice. Yeah. It's because you know me and my sound and style, it's a bit very different.
It was very cool. Like I thought, like I like the little acid noises. I like the drums are fucking sick, and the groove was really nice. Yeah. Someone said nice swing. I agreed.
Yeah.
More reverb and delay on that vocal. Yeah, agreed.
Yeah, I feel like
a warm and American is a great words for it, for sure.
Yeah, and I feel like it's almost like you could play that in 10 years' time and it wouldn't sound dated because it's more housey. You know, it's not like hasn't got a, you know, a signature sort of thing about it. But yeah, no, I like it, but I don't think it'll make the release, I'm afraid. So
I think I wonder what parts he's used, because like if it's just the vocal, then strip that out and make another track with that, because it was a really nice track. Like I really like the track.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I would probably.
Yeah, or if they want to, you know, put it on Hyped It or whatever it's called, Hype Edit. Or if they want to do that and do their own thing with it, that's fine.
So, I just think, like, yeah, it's nice. I'd probably make a new track out of it because it was really quite cool. Right, EMHU remix. This guy's looking at, oh, you can't see it, but yeah, he's looking at the clouds, which looks cool.
Yeah, I actually know this guy. He's a friend of mine.
Is it EMU?
Yeah, EMU. Emu.
Emu.
Emu. It's his second name backwards. Hume. So.
Hume. Ah, Emu. Yeah. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Oh, that's quite cool. Right, let's... That was really cool, wasn't it?
Yeah. I liked it because it was kind of like, done a lot to the, it added a lot, you know, like kind of took what was there and put that in the back, but then put the vocoded like pitch bend thing in front. So
yeah, that definitely, when that came in, it definitely added loads to the track, didn't it? Flip. Because at the start I was thinking, it's quite groovy, quite bumpy. And then that whole extra sound came in was just great. Like,
yeah,
you get messed up to that sound, wouldn't you? You'd be hugging yourself, and you'd be, you know, stroking the person next to you, and
it had a really good feeling about it. You know, it was like it put you in a good mood. No one of them.
It did, but also being weird at the same time.
Yeah, Do you know when you're really annoyed and you're mad, and someone makes you laugh, but you don't want to laugh.
Yeah.
I think style-wise, it's a little bit different to what, you know, it would be a very different sort of track, because it's not. I won't class it as like almost like a peak time thing, but it depends. You could probably drop it in there, and so it keeps. You know, it takes it. Yeah, I don't know. I'd like to hear it loud on a big system as well. You know, like with so the subs are sort of proper. Stomping and stuff, maybe. But yeah, I think can we have like put it through just for now? Is that all right?
Yeah. We can have a short list from the long list.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're the first one on this, right? Gang in the chat, so far the two through are the Scott Gascoigne one and this one, the Emu one. Sprenner's next. Sprenner's in the chat. Hey, Sprenner. Let's do this. These analogies are great. That has been my favorite. So, yeah, which ones have you liked? Let me know in the chat. I want to know which ones you've liked. Which has been your favorite so far? Okay, let's listen to Sprenner and see what Sprenner's done. There we go. That was groovy.
Yeah, man. It was good. I really like the use of the delays, you know, the time delays.
Yes.
So, yeah, it was kind of like, you know, how the timing was going out and in and stuff. That was wicked. Yeah.
It was nice, isn't it? A good, really good production.
Yeah, all I could picture, right? Here we go again. All I could picture was like riding a bike with square wheels, you know, so you were like kind of going like that. Yeah. Because it was one of them where I could just picture it just riding and just being like, dun, dun, dun.
Why?
Like, do you remember Mr. Soft? Mr. Soft, that. Do you remember that advert? Wonky. It's a bit wonky, that's why. It's wonky.
Right.
There we go.
I was like, where is he going with this?
Yeah, man.
Is that a good thing to go cycle on the square wheels?
Yeah, but you'd visually see it and be like, look at that guy riding a square wheel bike. Or girl.
Okay. So is it in or out? With a square wheel bike rider.
I think I've just sorry, Spenner, for classing your music like a square wheel bike. Personally, I like it. And I like to play it like barbecues and stuff. You know when you're having a barbecue and you're just like that? You could imagine someone just like flipping burgers in the beat and stuff.
Right, okay. Yeah, that's okay. On their square wheel bike. No.
Yeah.
we need a new section in the world according to Gorb. Yeah, agreed.
I think on that one I probably have to pass just because of what I've said about it. Because every time I play it I'd be thinking about the square wheel bike but I appreciate the production. The production was really good. I think that like I said, the use of the delays and things like that, and it was the intricacy and detail. So when a lot of people are making music, they're kind of, you know, it's quite, sometimes can be a bit linear. But that one I did find it did have parts that just kept me, you know, wanting to hear what was going to happen next, you know, which is great because it's not, you know, it's like syncopated parts and stuff. So, yeah.
Okay, let's move on then. Phew. There we go. This is Mizaru's remix. Oh, this will be deep and groovy. Let's do this. That was great, groovy. I like what he does.
Yeah, man. I'm just going to say that one's through to the next round anyway, because I liked how the transition from the vocal built up into the drop.
Yeah.
I understand how hard it is to get that smooth transition, and he nailed that one. So
do we have a fun analogy for this one?
Well, because of the way that the vocal built, I reckon it's like running up a slide, but someone at the top weaned down it, but actually making it to the top. So you're like smashed it. How about that one? you will ask me back one day, won't you? Be like,
running up a slide while someone's weaned down it. Okay. okay. Oh, fuck about.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
that's on the press. Right. So that's through to the next round. Okay.
I don't, yeah. Like the pissing it, like traveling it, travel it, and the run up it.
Okay, next one. This is Government Funds one. Let's play this. That was mental. What are we saying about this one?
Right, so I was thinking, why am I giving analogies? Why am I not giving people on it? Like, well, it is honest, but why am I not giving them like constructive feedback on the production? Right, and the reason is because I do it day in, day out as a mastering engineer, mixing master. I do it all the time. That's all I do. So now my opportunity was like to get out of that, like, oh, your kick drum could be 2 dB louder and all the nerdy side. And I just thought, it's Graham Farmer's, you know, Twitch channel. It's, you know,
I'm enjoying it. I want a new one.
Have some fun. Right. So this one was like, you know, when you're driving down a road in a car and you're driving along and it's all nice, sunny. And then next thing, a bug hits your windscreen. Right. So the bug hits the windscreen at the bottom and it goes up the windshield. And then you get your wipers. And then, you know, when that sound came in there, you're trying to get it off and the bug's stuck there and it's like, and you're like, and it does nothing. Do you know when it just doesn't clean? And then you're giving about 8 litres of water pumping it and it just won't get that bug off. And that's what it was like. So you were driving all nice and nice and nice. And then, bosh, the drop was like, you know. Maybe.
Okay. Oh, wow. Okay. So, Shelley's going to die. I bet she's coughing her face off. Well, there you go. I don't know what to say to that one.
So, next
in or
that,
out
that one
Nick.
that's out it's got okay. wiped out it was okay. It was interesting though. I like the production, but it was a bit, it was like, yeah, it reminded it me was, of when I made my first GARP track, because that's what I did. I made my first GARP track and my friend went, who's going to play that and where are you going to play it? And that's what it reminded me of, that track, because it was like it was real art, you know. It was an art form, so
yeah,
which I respect.
It was the production was wicked. It was mental sounds.
Yeah. Like, can you imagine, apart from me, which label would you send it to? It's difficult. It reminds me of like EEPROM. Does anyone know EEPROM? I love that stuff. Sick EEPROM.
Okay, next one. Trey Point 5 remix. we go. I'm excited to hear what you think about this one.
Yeah, I was just doing a bit of research on TradePoint 5. It used to be gingivitis, and is released on Ish, a recording, yep. Which I do all the mastering for Ish. So I was just doing a bit of like looking. So the analogy, right? People are going to start sending me tunes and just expecting analogies back instead of feedback soon. Right, so you know when you're at a warehouse rave and you're just there, you're waiting for the cubicles or the toilets, they're all booked out and. Yeah, and someone comes out and they're walking, and I could imagine them walking out of the cubicle with a big piece of toilet roll stuck to the back of their shoe. But then they start dancing, and you know they don't know it's there, and they're walking off dancing. So you can imagine them, and then they see it, and then they're trying to get rid of it while they're dancing. It's that squelchiness, that wham wham, just reminded me of like so. Yeah, but no, it was good. It was again very unique. I like the unique sound. It was. Yeah, it was. It's one of them where what do you play after it? It's like if you played that and you played a track after, you'd be like, I wonder what's next because it's a bit of a curveballer.
So, yes. You could definitely change the position of your set with that, couldn't you?
Yeah, yeah. You can imagine, yeah. It's one of those where it's just like, you know, when you go in the airport lounge and the, not lounge, in the airport shops and they're giving you aftershaves and then they come over with the coffee beans. It's like one of them coffee beans ones. You neutralize your nostrils again, but it wouldn't fit the. I don't think it'd fit the label release, but I like it. You know,
I liked it.
Yeah,
I liked it a lot. It would fit our label if it didn't have your vocal on it. So put a different vocal on it and then send it me back with as a different track. Yeah. Give it a new name because I liked it. I thought it was wonky.
Yeah,
and it would definitely fit our label 63B. But without your parts in it, or without your vocal on it.
Yeah, yeah, that's it. Just get rid of the toilet roll off your shoe, and there we go. Got it signed.
There you go. Change the vocal. But I thought it was wicked. I really liked it. I liked the wobbliness of it. It was cool.
Yeah.
Good groove. Yeah, great fun. Take the toilet paper off your shoe. I can hear Loz crying in the house. Right. So that's not free. Right. Next one, Dan Ork's remix. He's actually got a lobster on the picture of the. On his artwork, which is absolutely sick.
He's got a lob on.
Right, let's do this then. Hey, oh, that's the boiling point because he's got a lobster boiling. Right, okay.
Oh, yeah. Ah, I get it. Oh, yeah.
I do as well. Right, let's do this then. There you go. That was lovely. Wow, yeah, that's like really well produced. Yeah, really good.
Yeah, man. I like the ethereal pads and everything in them.
I did. What do you think of that overall? Have you got an analogy for this one?
I could. All right. So picture this, right? You're laid on a trampoline and you're watching the clouds going over. So that's the breakdown, yeah? And then... all your friends that you know just jump on the trampoline on the drop and you're just laid there chilling and then it just goes boom. That's it. That's the analogy. That's what came to my mind the first thing. One of my friends said I've got a mind like a roulette wheel. Like you just go spin and it just picks a category.
Sounds like a compliment. Yeah, I it's hard to tell whether they are compliments or not. Sometimes, yeah. But I think you're right. I think 8 for all, I think that was a compliment. Mike Free, that got you out of Lurk. Surround Sound, you want to watch this one back. Oh, my days. I'm in tears. It's hurting my sides. It's from laughing so much. So is that one going through or is it staying out?
I'd say that one goes through just because it's, yeah, I didn't have like the analogy straight away. So that must mean there's something endearing about that one. I like it. Yeah, put that one through.
Okay, put that one through. We've got three through so far. Okay, next up, RJW. Let's do this one. This should be cool. All right, let's do it. Shut your mouth. Cool.
Yeah, it's good. He's I've just been looking at Robert Wilson. He's he's wrote the lease on Dirty Bird, Spoon Fed.
Yep.
Loads of late night munchies. All I know, a lot of the homies over that side. Yeah, it was cool. I liked it. It was very, it reminded me obviously of Dirty Bird because that's kind of the sound. It reminded me of the Dirty Bird stuff. So my labels, I like to class it in between. So I should say our label. All the people on it. Class it in between sort of European sounding USA Dirty Bird. It's like, well, I shouldn't pigeonhole these, but you know what I'm saying. It needs to be, you know. Yep. If we played that in the UK, there's only a handful of nights that play that sound, so it's very, you know, you're very narrowing it down. Production was wicked, and the analogy reminds me of you imagine, right, all the people in the world you don't like, all those little people that annoy you, or you don't like politicians, whatever, world leaders, you know, friends that are annoying, things like that. Imagine putting them all in the bog of eternal stench and seeing them trying to get out, and that playing at the same time. Burp, 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 and they can't get anywhere, and it's just going. Because if you listen to the sounds, they were very, someone mentioned the like Scary Clowns, Funfair Circus and things. So, yeah.
I like that people are making their own analogies in the chat now.
Yeah.
The bug of eternal stench is my new artist name. Can you imagine seeing that on a flyer? The bug of eternal stench. Fuck's sake. Oh, no. Check out my Clown Bite EP on tab.
Yeah, that's my, I did a Clown Bite EP, and that's it's got that kind of fun part, I think.
Okay, so are we putting this one through or not?
Sadly not. It has to stay in the bog of eternal stench.
Right. Sad times. I like that one. That was cool. It was really wonky. You should definitely give that one away because that was cool.
Yeah,
okay,
give it away.
Okay, this is someone else was asking about giving it away. Yes, if you've not got through, then give it away. So whoever, someone asked who we got through. So who's gone through so far? So far, it's this one, Scott Gascoigne. It's this one, which is Emu. And it's this one, Dan Orks. So they're the three so far. Right, this is Badger's remix. Are you ready for this one?
Aye.
There's more. There we go. I like the acid.
Yeah. Yeah, it was good. That I felt like, you want analogies every time now, don't you?
Yeah, because they're funny.
Yeah, and I met Cam, actually, Badger. I met him in Whistler, Vancouver, and then I saw him, bumped into him in Miami, actually, on the street. But yeah, he's a nice guy. I really liked it. So I thought it was like those bikes, you know, when you go to like a fun fair and you have to like ride a bike, but you turn that way and it goes the other way. The track was like that, where you know when you get to the top, you like win 50 quid or something, all those ladders that spin round. One of them type of puzzle things where you're on track and everyone's voting for you, going, yeah, go on, you're doing so well. And then it just went off a bit and then you're like, oh, that was the same. It was really good till the breakdown, and it came into that like cheap Prodigy breakbeat bit. It was just like having, you know, when you got like a tinned can of like, say, beans or something, but you don't have a can opener. Like, it's almost there, but not.
Here's what you could have won. Here, yeah, you could have won the speedboat, but instead you've won can of beans without a tin opener. Okay, so that one's not going through. But I like the acid on it. It's good. Right, next one. This is Quirk. Is his name? It's K-E-W-K. Quirk.
If you haven't, I was going to say, if you haven't followed this guy on, like, say, Twitter or any of his socials, he did the video artwork for Human Ladder, one of my tracks, one of my releases on Prime Society. And it was this crazy, crazy human ladder thing. But check out his AI visuals, and he's, you know, he does some really good stuff. So he's a nice guy as well. So I'm looking forward to hearing this one.
Okay, that was dark and wonky.
Yeah, it was. I feel like it wouldn't fit the label because it was too, you know, it was almost like modular. You know what I mean? It was like, it's really good if you're making it, but for other people, it's like, so, but it, like, Kook's videos, if you listen to that and you watch his videos, you'll understand. It'll fit perfect. So, yeah. But no, we'll have to say no to signing it, but, you know, obviously feel free to give it away.
Really, really cool. Okay, last one.
Last one.
Okay, this is Muff Jefferson. Let's play this. Now what do we do? Yeah, so just to recap, so we've been listening through to this 16 or so that got shortlisted. We shortlisted before we even come on the stream. And then we've got three we've come down to now, maybe this one. And this is the final one. So what did you think of this one, Ollie?
Yeah, it was good. I felt like it was I'd hear something like that walking into a festival, you know, early or late, you know, it was either side of the peak time party. So for me, it wouldn't fit the label, but yeah, I appreciate the production and I don't have an analogy.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. If you're becoming a slate, we've had some amazing analogies for each track. Lost has got a bit loopy. It did get a bit loopy, yeah. Okay. So our top three. We got top three. 1, 2, 3, 4. Because Mizaru, we put what? So there's four. Top four.
Right.
Do you want to listen to them again?
Do people know the prizes?
So you get an official, there's an official winner, which gets a release. And then you've also got a Prime Society goodie bag. Is that one of your T-shirts there? That's a nice T-shirt.
I mean, you can have this one. It's a bit stinky, but I've got gold ones. I've got these ones. So, but yeah, and then all the samples and all my tracks that I've ever made, they're in there. All the tutorials. Don't tell any of the companies that I didn't for.
Okay. Wicked. Okay, cool.
But yeah, no, that's, yeah, just to say thanks to everyone. It's really strange because I'll be honest with you, like, I never even liked the track. I never liked the original. I made it and then I was like, you know, like when you cook dinner for your friends and you come round and they all go, oh, it's amazing, and you have a bite and you go, it's horrible. That's what I did with this track. I was like, so it was really good that you guys have like remixed it and done something with it. I had identity with the vocal and everything, so I thought it'd be more fun than just giving like an instrumental type of track way to do.
He's giving himself analogies now, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So that's probably what not been the best thing to give away, something that I didn't really like. Do you know what I mean? It's like, and especially when you're judging these, where it's really difficult because, you know, art is subjective, music is subjective. And it's like it's like just looking in a pram and going, your baby's ugly. You know, you can't do that to people, can you? You know, people have spent time, money, a lot of effort doing these remixes and you're just going, nope, nope. I don't like that because it's got one too many hi-hats in. Do you know what I mean?
No, you can't look at people's prams and say your baby's ugly. No, you probably shouldn't do that. It might be frowned upon. All I could hear was Loz wailing from the house. Oh my god!
I'm gonna get a pram and walk around with it at the festival, saying "Insert ugly baby here" in the middle of it.
Oh my god! Right, so these are the finalists. Let's put it together. So that was Scott Gascoigne's remix. This one is the Emu remix. And then this is the Dan Auks remix. And then the final one is the Mizaru mix. Let's just go back in here. Okay. So, in the chat, 1, 2, 3, or 4, which is your favourite? Let's ask the chat. Which ones are you favouring, Ollie?
It's a tough one because I do like them all. Do we have to pick one winner?
You could pick all four. You've just got to get prizes to all four. You could make a four track remix compilation.
Yeah, I think that's probably it'd be easier because how can you you know, that's like having four babies in a pram and saying which one's the ugliest.
Okay.
So I'm just trying to think, right, out of which...
They're all very different.
Yeah, that's the thing. And that's the problem. It's like, You know, it's like a set of golf clubs. You have a different, you know, a different one for a different job or at all. So it's hard because, like, the first one, I feel like it's very peak time. It's like a three-wood driver. You'd smack it on the whatever it's called, the lawn. Yeah, the runners-up are all equally ugly. So then the second one, the Emu one, that's like, yeah, that's got some, like, it reminds me of, like, a bit more like Justin Martin sort of stuff, you know, yeah. Where it's just like, it's, yeah, it's popping, man. It's like, yeah, I really like that one. Yeah, the number three, Dan Hawks, he loves, you know, the lobster. Yeah, that, see, that one's good. That's the, yeah, that's the bouncy castle laid on your back and everyone jumps on that one. Yeah, so. And then the last one as well. I mean, let's, you know, do you think, and then the last one, it's really difficult. Yeah, I feel like after a second listen as well, the last one, it was good. It was a bit more sort of minimal, glitchier, but it was quite similar to the original. So I feel like it was not too far away. It was, you know, a lot of the elements we used and stuff. So I feel like number four would have to be dropped, sadly. But that narrows it down to three. But yeah, there was some amazing, you know, there was some amazing submissions as well. The ones that we didn't get listened to on here, there were some of those I really liked, you know, so don't be scared to, you know, give them away and stuff. And, you know, if it helps you guys out, you know, by all means. So I reckon we could probably release all three, you know. I might have a couple of suggestions to maybe some of the guys, just to maybe change a little bit, but only small tweaks, just to align it maybe a little bit more. But that, if they're happy with that, but I think we could.
You're going to message them then direct?
Yeah, I can message those guys direct. I can do that. That's probably the best way to do it because, like, I do really, like, I'm torn between them as well because there was some, you know, like emus or they're all so different, and it's like I feel like if they were in between all of them, it would have been a definite. But because they're all so, you know, all three are such different breed, and why not? You know, like if I can help the guys out and release them, I will do. You know,
so send them a pigeon. We could send them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Smoke skills. Yeah, it would make a great EP. You're right. It would make a great EP.
Yeah, that's it. And you've got a bit of all sorts, you know. It's like when you go to a buffet and it's like quiche, pizza, vol-au-vents. Quiche, pizza, vol-au-vents. Like, isn't it? It's like Scott, Emu, Dan Ox. Scott, Emu, Dan Ox.
I mean, what buffet have you been to where you've had... Why did you choose the vol-au-vent from the buffet?
But I don't know. Do they still have vol-au-vents?
Oh my god!
Am I bad? Okay. Yet?
No, not yet. You're all good. Fuck about. Okay, well done those three. They're gonna give them a little rave on. Oh my god! This has been funny.
Yeah, but no. Thanks to everyone that's you're taking the time to do it, man, because it's, I know it does take a long, you know, people were like right down to the wire. Like I had someone this morning going, is it too late to submit it? And I was like, well, no, submit it now in the studios here. And then he went, oh no, I ain't got the parts yet. I was like, nah, you missed it, mate.
They've only just not done the parts that they want to submit. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. Why is this cracking? Okay, wicked. That's great. Well done, everyone. It's Gorp will get in touch with you. Well done. That's three worthy winners. I thought they were great. And we'll see you at Nostoc in 2 weeks' time.
Yeah. And I'll see you at Orbit DJ Retreats as well.
I'll see you at the Orbit DJ Retreats, yes. Are you looking forward to the Orbit DJ Retreats?
Yeah,
should we talk about that for a quick minute? Yeah, it was good last year, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was wicked. It was awesome. I mean, yeah, I think that a lot of people have rebooked as well because it was so good. They put on another week, a second week, because it's like the first week is sold out straight away. So I think they've only got a few places left as well. So
I think they have as well. I'm excited. I'm excited to see it's going to be fun. I'm going to be there the second week. You're going the 2 weeks, aren't you?
Yeah, 2 weeks. Yeah. No analogies all week. So.
I'm going to get some out of him. We'll get some short form content. What from last year's orbit? What is your analogy of last year's orbit?
I don't know. I can't really think of an analogy for an event. Nah, I don't have one.
Okay. Really. Analogies.
Analogies. I'm glad you put the O there. Well, yeah. Also, it's been really good to sort of connect with all the people that have submitted, because you know I have checked people out, and you know I do notice, you know, if people come like to me for mix or mastering or that, you sometimes you'll feel like, when I used to do a DJ contest when I was younger, and you think, and then you don't get through and you think, well, what was the point in that? But it does actually, it's really good, because your name gets thrown around and people see, and it's like after a while it does build it up. So yeah, and it's like, and if it can help, give your remix away, you know, give it to your neighbours so they don't have to listen to it. So thanks for having me. And thanks for putting up with me.
That's okay. Thanks for doing it. And I'll see you in 2 weeks' time, and then I'll see you at Orbit. Wicked. Have a great rest of the day, mate.
Yeah, thanks a lot, guys.
This has been fun. I've laughed so much.